Shir Mem and Ksuvos, Yud Ches Tevis, Heitov Shir Mem Beis, January 13, 1981, on Wednesday.
Let's say, if you take a wet cloth and you wring out the water, even though the water goes down to the sewer, so you are still higher, Mishim Lami, because the essential feature of the Melochet consists in cleaning and washing the cloth. But that's only Shayer when you wring out water, so then it's Melami. But if you wring out the pear and it's wine, then you don't wash it that way. So only when you squeeze out water from the cloth, from the soaked piece of cloth, then you wash it. Not if you wring out the wine and in so far, that kind of seichel couldn't apply it. And the other seichel, as he told of Dosh, since it goes evil, so the melee, we don't have any dosh. Dosh means when you obtain this mashke from the eichel, not if it goes libel. It is true that Rabbi Tam in the Kashe says, Kiven sha'anischa helech libel, apal gav, the havet secretion. So he says, so he emphasizes the fact, Rechim Kirigo, the whole secretion of the eichel. The Rechim Kirigo, the whole secretion כיוון שאני אשחקי וחליבו, אף אגב גם לפסיכי שבחים פירש בו, וכל פסיכי שבמיך עלי אישו. So in other words, so here he says that it's muta. Here he says it's muta because it's a psikhei של רמיך עלי. But suppose he would be מסחבי ממש to squeeze out, then it would be awesome. But the Ramban mentions in the name of Rabbi Tam. From this Lashon in cases, he says, Ki v'shan yisrateh helech libu, af agav dea de tikreishe, v'chein pirish bo, v'chok tikreishe lo yimich al isho. So now the reason is why he couldn't be awesome. Mitzad sechel, as he told me of the family of Dosh, because the Dovan yisrateh the wine goes libu. So why couldn't it be awesome? Because it's in Yisrael. So then you would say, suppose he's mischavim mamish. His mamish mischavim to squeeze out the wine, but the wine goes libud. Then it would be awesome. However, the Ramban mentions in the name of Rabbi Tam, and that's his own shita, that even when he's mischavim mamish, if the dovah hamischa goes libud, there is no dosh, there is no mifar, and that's the Ramban shita. The Ramban Shite is, it's on the basis of this Ramban Shite that the Chazmish was matia to milk a cow on Shabbos, if you let the milk run down on the floor into the sewer. So in other words, because the Ramban mentions in the name of Rabbi Tam that the essential feature of dosh consists in obtaining the mash that is squeezed out from there. In other words, when you take grapes and you squeeze out the juice, you take olives, you squeeze out the oil. So then you obtain for yourself the mashke. But suppose you are interested in the pulp of the grapes or in the pulp of the olives, and then you become it. You squeeze out the juice because you are interested in the pulp of the grapes. So then it doesn't involve in Lech Radish, according to the Ramban. And the Ramban mentions that in the name of Ramatan. Now there is a difference between what the Ramban mentions in the name of Ramatan and what Teisves here mentions in the name of Ramatan. Because here Teisves says, ויוחד עם רבי תם דרקל ימימה דעושה משום מתפרק כבושן משחת הלך ליב אף אגב דעבר צקחי ש וכן פירש בו חוק צקחי שלו עם יחלי שורת חוק צקחי שלו עם יחלי שורת so he emphasizes the fact that it's a צקחי שלו עם יחלי צקחי שלו עם יחלי is only שייך when you're not ממש משחת let's say for here, example here so when you push in a piece of cloth. So you're not mischaving to squeeze out wine, but you are only mischaving to push it in. but since you push it in tightly, some daylight necessarily involves a squeezing out. So you say, the implication being, suppose he would be having mamish to squeeze out. But it would go inward anyway. So then, it would be awesome. It would be awesome. That's how it's mashma. That's how it's mashma from the tasteless. The way tasteless mentions Kamnatam Shikin. But the Rambam mentions in the name of Kamnatam that if the Gevurah Nisra, the wine that is squeezed out, goes inward, then it's not good. In other words, even if only 1 second, please, even if it only is having mamish, it's not good. So the Rambam Shikin, so in other words, there is a difference between the way tasteless mentions Kamnatam Shikin and the way the Rambam mentions Kamnatam Shikin. Because the way the Rambam mentions Kamnatam Shikin, so Kamnatam Shikin is mamish, like the Rambam himself, that's Rambam Shikin. The Rambam Shikin is that you are allowed to squeeze out the Mikheres, if the Mikheres goes with it, because then it doesn't partake of the Tzurek, of Dishin. Dosh means that you obtain, you separate the Mashke from the Eichel. But if it goes evil, you don't separate, you don't obtain. But of course the Rambam Shikin is not like that. Because the Rambam Shikin, I mean the Raisa level, the Rambam Shikin is not like that. Because the Rambam Shikin is that Chevel B'Chavere, or Chevel B'Behmo, is Chayek Mishuto V'Negosh, not because of Shana. That's the other issue. But Rambam Shikin is that Chevel is Chayek Mishum Dosh, in other words, because when you are making chabure, so you squeeze out blood from the system. So the mele, so it's totally dosh. And chayim is chayim, and the Rambam passes that if somebody is chayim b'chaveri on Shabbos because out of anger, so he's not in the calcul and he's chayim. Mishum Chevel, which is a total of dosh, but he's not interested in obtaining the blood. So we see that the Rambam is chilik on the Rambam. The Rambam is chilik on the Rambam. It might be that when the Chazanish, I mean, even though I heard it, what I have a suspicion that when the Chazanish was matir and milking a cow on Shabbos, as long as we milk the cow on the floor, you know, and the milk goes leavewood, it doesn't go into a kettle, into a kelim. So he was only mati when you do it lahayat. In other words, if you squeeze out the milk from the order of the behemoth lahayat. So since, because how could it be mati to milk the cow on the floor of your dining, according to the Rambam? Well, there is another machlokes rishonim as whether milking a cow comes within the law of dishin and raisa, because ein dishin yibul karkin. But I don't think that the Chazanish was matir in the natural way. He probably was matir when he milked the cow on the floor tlachayah. So mele, we don't have any chshoshi of the raisa, because at all, because it's tlachayah. So then, as far as the Nisan Rabbon is concerned, so we can rely the Shasat Chak on the Shita of the Ramban, that there is no Melechus Dishek when the Dovah HaMisra goes in. Anyway, so I just wanted to point out. So this is what the Kabbalatam asks against Dovah. But the Oroch himself, he says, has two shades. He explains the Gemara of Misayachas and Mizayse in the first washing on the basis of Shchite, and Shchite, but there are two kinds of Seichel. One is Seichel in the Tolde of Melave, and one is Tolde of Dosh. So the Oroch, in the first Loshin, he explains it on the basis of Shchite, and the Tolde of Dosh, but then in regard to the Kashe, how can there be Dosh if it goes to Ibud? If it goes to Ibud, so it couldn't be Dosh, either it couldn't be Dosh, because he doesn't partake of the tzure of Dishe when the Dovah HaMisrat goes Yibud, or as Tainzeh says here in the name of Kamadam, since it's a Dovah, and that's the Oroch Shikeh, that the Tzikreishel Yichvesle, since he's not Mishavim to squeeze out, so the Melech Tzikreishel Yichvesle, so the Melech, So the melee, it is mutter. So though, what would all do in that? Assuming the door is really Kandramban Shite, and he holds that it partakes of the Tzure of Dishe, even when the Dover Anisra goes Libut, but the Oroch is the more the Schmeize of the creation of Lichtes Leib and its Mutter, and here is that is having to squeeze out the wine. So the Oroch says that we have reference that the more of Rav, of Misuchais and Nezaise, has reference to the case where the Nekef is in the top of the Chovies, in the lid, in the cover, in the Kisua Kere. So there is a Nekef, and then he puts it in. So he puts it in, so in order that as he carries the Chovies, so and he shakes it, so why shouldn't spill out in the course of being carried? So the melee, any wine that is squeezed out as a result of plugging the naked in the lid of the kele, so falls into the diet. So the melee is in situation the miracle. But in the kaname, if the naked will be, let's say, in the side of the Chavies, not in the top, in the dayton of the Chavies. So in such a case, so if he plugs it, so then any wine that is squeezed out will fall outside. If the naked is on top, so melee, any wine that is squeezed out falls inside. So it's a situation in Israel. This is the case of Rav. Masha'inkin, but all says, if it will be in the tzad, in the basin of the kele, so then if you plug it, it's mutter to plug it with the cloth, even though it will necessarily entail squeezing out of wine. Because if it is here in the basin, and then wine is squeezed out, so it falls outside, it spills outside. So the mele is a secretion to leave this way. So it is muta. And from the washing of the Oroch, it's also mashma that he doesn't agree with the shita of the Rambam. With the Rambam mentions that even in the name of Rav Netan, that when he goes libut, when the Dover HaMishchat goes libut, so then he doesn't partake of the loch of Disha altogether. But because if that had been the shita of the Oroch, why does he have to base it upon the fact of situational Yichas Leib? Let him say it, even if it would be Mechav Mamesh, it's Mutah, because it's not Melachas Dishe, when the Dover HaMishchat goes with it. So we see from the Lashon of the Oroch also that he is Chelek on the Shite of Rambam. I'm mentioning it because you shouldn't think that this is a Dover Poshut. I mean, it's true that the Chazmish was Materet, and I think the Chazmish was Materet only to squeeze out the milk of Achayav, that's what I think it is. So since it doesn't involve any shayla of the rice altogether, so the melee bishasas hak, so he relied on the shite of the Rambam. But most of the shayla is the shite of the Rambam, and they hold that the melechus dishe applies even to a case where the Dover HaMishchat goes libut. And even though, so he bases it upon the fact that he's not mishavik, but if he would be mishavik, even though it would go in good, it would involve an Isra of Dish. So yes?
According to the
Yes. The whole thing, not a drop, should be preserved.
I think in Israel,
they throw
only the first part out.
Well, they don't follow up the Hazmish, and if anybody does it in the name of the Hazmish, so he's just making the joke of the Pesach of the Chazmish. So, if he just lets only a part of the meal go in the woods, then it's a joke. Then it's, yes? So what does it do with this? No, they need something else. No, excuse me, just 1 second. 1 second, please. Some of the shaming takes a shit in is that if you are gazing in the Dover HaMishchat, is goes leavewood, so then it's Meloche Shetzer Gufo. Not that the Meloche of Gazes doesn't apply. Here, according to Ramban, there is a basic difference, you see. I understand why you are waiting, but there is a basic difference. You see, here, according to the Ramban, and the Ramban says that there's a Shita of Rabbi Tam also, even though from the states it doesn't appear that there's a Shita of Rabbi Tam. So, it's a Svore in the Meloche of Dishe. The Dishe is only Shaya when you obtain the Mashke that you squeeze out from the Echa. But if it goes Leibut, it's not Dishe. By definition, it's not Dishe. Mashayim came there in the cases when you cut off the fingernails, the toenails. So, Teis Veshite is that according to Rabshim and Gloch HaShem Tzrich HaLegut for his potter, and according to Teis Veshite in Shabbos in Perek HaMatzriah, what does it mean? Miloch HaShem Tzrich HaLegut for? What does it mean, Miloch HaShem Tzrich HaLegut for? That is potter, that means, Miloch HaShem Tzrich HaLegut for his potter, means it has to be Tzrich HaLegut for the same purpose that it was done in the Mishnah. Now, in the Mishnah, when they sheared the wool from the sheep, so the purpose was to use the wool, to use the wool. So the melee, if a person will be gazing the fingernails or take a haircut, and the hair or the fingernails will go evil, so it's a more gentle book. The reverse says no. Even if when he does it reacts, it's also a more gentle book. But everybody agrees regarding gazing. That according to Rabbi Yudet, Moshe Tzchel Gufo is higher, so even if the fingernails or the hair goes leaving, he's higher. Masha'in came here, according to the Ramban, even our living Rabbi Yudet, who says Moshe Tzchel Gufo is higher, but if you squeeze out the wine from the grapes, and you are having to squeeze out, but you let the juice from the grapes go leaving, so then even according to Rabbi Yudet, it doesn't involve Moshe. So it's a different concept altogether. Now, so that is, so the first motion in the Oroch is, that we suchaiset in the Zayse, so the Yisar is machmas schritte. And with schritte, as it told there, of Dosh. So why is it Osea? Why is it Osea? Because Rav has left us to the case where the Nekev is in the lid of the Kele, in the top. And then there is a nekev in the lid, and because of that, he has difficulties carrying the chobias, because it keeps on as he carries the chobias, so it keeps on shaking, and some wine, he spills out, some melee, he plugs the nekev, and that necessarily entails a squeezing out of wine, but every droplet of wine that is necessarily squeezed out as a result of plugging the nekev, so it's preserved, falls into the wine, it's preserved in the barrel, in the keli itself. So it's a situation nichalei. But if it will be in the tzad, in the beifer, then it will be muter on the basis of situation liyut. Then the other washing in the orchis, what Tesis mentions at the end, that again, that the nekev, Rav has reference to the case where the nekev is in the lid, but he plugs it, so he plugs it because he wants to prevent any spilling out of wine as he carries it. But his kavone is not, you know, to fix the lid. If his kavone would be to fix the lid, then it would be mechavim amish. His kavone is so that no wine should be spilled out whenever the barrel is carried. So, his intention is levatle, that this red should always plug out the neck. So the melee is the second kele. So the meloche is makdei katish, not schite, not dosh. According to the first washing, the meloche is dishe. And according to the second washing, the meloche is makdei katish. But it's very likely that when the Oroch says that it's oser, because tikkun kele, not that it's a raisin, it's a tikkun kele. Because he says, Nirekim Sachikel. There's the washing of the oak, Nirek. So it's mashma that with the right thing couldn't be considered a speaking Kelev. Why? Because in order to be hired, Mitzad Makri Patish, Mitzad Kitten Kelev, so you have to use something that is ordinarily used in fixing up a Kelev. What is used in fixing up a hole? Something like cement, I mean, of the same substance that the Kelev itself, but not a piece of bread. A piece of bread is not usually, is not normally used to plug up a naked in the Kelev. So the Kelev couldn't be a tikkun kelim in raisa, but only kill the tikkun kelim in rabbanon, because the lashon is nirek ki mehadik es hakelim, nirek ki misakel es hakelim. It's mashma, it's not, it doesn't involve a niser of tikkun kelim in raisa, but an only a niser of tikkun kelim in rabbanon. Anyway, so we see this thesis says of Netan, so as the kasha against the oak, apparently Rav Netan didn't see the oak itself. Apparently he didn't have the oak. Otherwise, why should Rav Netan have the kasha? If it goes leibud, so then it couldn't involve the loch of Tisha, but the oak himself stole it out in the center oak. And he says that the nekev is in top, so the male doesn't know leibud. Apparently Rav Netan did not have the text of the oak before. So Rav Netan asked the kasha, how could it involve the Nisar of Tisha? If it goes leibud, it couldn't involve the Nisar of Tisha because it's Tisha to a Yichmeslek. And the Nisar of Leibud, it couldn't involve, not because it goes leibud, but because leibud is only Shaya by mind, not by Yai. So then the reason says two things. That Hayus and Hayus and Zayis could have reference to the case where the Dover and Yisra, the wine, does go in. And it still could be also on the score of Dosh, even though it goes in, because the situation in the first way is also the Rabbon. So it's also the Rabbon on the contract. And then the Rabbon says that it could be also on the basis of Ribbon too. That's what he says. But the Rabbon says. We need to read the question in it. We can name our also Israel Bishop Maske. We should read one. Come on, be my own. We come to the Hashim of Israel. He will shut down the way of the Shore and the body. We matter the name of the Dosset. We must see the name of the Dosset. So, in other words, so the V is really kind of the time and two levels. And the level of Dosh. So the Rambam says it couldn't be also a living in the Rabbanon. If it goes reboot because it's secretion in the Chalei, so Rambam agrees with the Shite of the Oak, the secretion in the way is Mutter Lechatchile, even with the Rabbanon. Is that also? So the Ri says no, it could be also a Mishukhaise in the Zayse, on the score of Dosh, because secretion in the way is also in the Rabbanon, and then he says it could be also on the score of Ribbon too. But Rav Netan said it's not shayach to say ribun. You shayach ribun gabi mayu, but not gabi. You shayach to bishom ashkim. The whole dover amlach leiches reilei ki yayin b'sheicha b'shemen. You shayach ribun b'schitosei elodav kabi mayu, elodav kabi mayu. So Rav Netan considers it a poshut that if you wash what in wine, in milk, in oil, so you couldn't be higher mishum libun, because libun is only shayer when you wash it in water, because that really whitens and cleanses the cloth, not mipeiris. So the Rebbe says no. He says that but is it over amlachle? The answer is true, it's a Dover Amlachle. But the Shite of the Ri is, even though when you wash, let's say, a garment in wine, so it will not be as clean as it is, as it would be if you washed it in water, but if you wring out the water, and if you wring out the wine from the garment, then there is a certain kind of cleaning. it's, you don't clean it as well as if you washed it, as if you had wrung out the water from the garment. But there is a certain element of cleaning by wringing out, let's say, the wine that the garment absorbs. So maybe you are higher vishum libun. So that's a big chiddush. I mean, most Rishonim don't agree with it. That most Rishonim agree with Rav Natan that libun is only shayach in water, not in any other liquid, because any other liquid is a dover amalach layer. Even though by squeezing out the wine that the garment absorbs, it will become cleaner, of course. But it will still not be very clean. So the melee, according to most Rishonim, libun does not apply. Libun is only shayach in mayim, not in any other mashke. And there is chiddush. That's a big chiddush. There is chiddush. Now, yes, what is it? Yeah. Well, you mean if it is just 100% clean, in a chaname, in such a case, so the deal will be made that there is no insulin. But usually when a person takes a piece of cloth to plug up in a cave, so he doesn't take a 100% clean piece of cloth. He takes in rag something that is not so clean. So the melee, so when you squeeze out the water, so then it cleans it out. But when you squeeze out the wine, you don't clean it out. But in the chaname, the vi will be made if you take, let's say, a new garment that just came out from the laundry, and then you soak it in wine, and then you squeeze out the wine from the church. So the vi will be made that you're not higher than Shmuel. But usually when you plug a naked with the cloth, so you use a rag, something that is not so clean. And then when you squeeze out the wine, so then it becomes more clean. So in such a case, the vi would say that you're higher than Shmuel. But most Rishonim, even in this case, they will be chilek under it. I just wanted to mention it because it's a very big chiddush. I don't know of any other rishon who agrees with the shite of the mitzvah. Alright, now. So the shite now we see as follows. That according to the Oroch, Dovah Shem Yishavim, Tzikvei Shetul Yich Peslei, is Muta Lechatkel. The Ri is chelek, and Ramatam agrees with them. The Ri is chelek, but the Ri is only chelek on the Oroch, on the Rai, on the Rabon level. But on the Rai's level is made it, because the one of the Rai's of the Oroch is Mizad Gimorei Mizlochim, Mizalt in Yayin al Gaboyishi. So he says, no, the Rai's Oroch, in Rai's, that he the matter of Shin Mizalt Yayin al Gaboyishi, Ikelemema di Mitzvah Shane. Ikelemema di Mitzvah Shane. So, if the Rai had been chilek and against the Oruch and the Reise level. So how can we say Mitzvah Shane? So obviously the Ri agrees with the Oruch and the Reise level. But on the Rabbonu level, he is chilek and Oruch. That's the sheet of the Ri. But let's see. Now, here, Teitzvah says that Makis Morse is a case of secretion of Yerkes. Makis Morse is a case of secretion of Yerkes, right? And so let's see what Teitzvah says in Shabbos in regard to Mappis Mose and that sort. Shabbos, so the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Kok Tura di Shabbos, Potter Avolosa. war Mohammed Lach, die Potter und Mutter. Sind das wie, wie sind das noch aus? Und Mappis muss. So, whenever the Mishnah in Shabbos mentions Potter, it means Potter mit Reise. But, also never, except three Potter expressions in the Mishnah in Shabbos that have the meaning of Potter und Mutter Hakel. Which are the three? So, it's Potter. It's Seder Svi, that's the Mishnah that we want to discuss. That's the Mishnah that we want to discuss in that Kubavam Beis, the Kubavam Beis, Yosha Bayachu HaPesach Melow, Yosha Hashem Melow, Hashem Echayu, Yosha Bayachu HaPesach Melow, Hashem Yosha Bezine, Abba Bishu Yom Adar Hishne, Vihol Akhlei, Hol Hishen Chayev, Vihashem Chayev, Vihashem Potter. Hol in the Zedeno, in the Ezbeis of Hishen, and in the Tzvi Shomo Bezek. So here Potter means Potter Umut. And then, Tzidas Lochosh, what does it mean Tzidas Lochosh? In other words, somebody walks on the road, and then he sees the Nohosh, and he's afraid that the Nohosh might bite him. So he takes the kelim and he throws it over the Nohosh. He inverts it over the Nohosh. So that's Potter Umut. And then Umabis Mus. In other words, if, let's say, somebody squeezes out the pus from a maki, in order to be relieved of the maki of the Tzar, so it's also Potter Umut. So, Kof Tura di Shabbos is Potter Rosa, except Plot. And Mappis Murse is one of the Plot. Now, Mappis Murse, so Teisa says, Hatzod Lochosh. Hatzod Lochosh. Hiksho Baha. Di Shmuel Adi Shmuel. Di Hoches of Ashmuel Mulochosh in Tzrichu Lugufo. Potter Akrep Shimen. ומשמצר לגופי שורה, ופריקירו אבנון, בגלל השם נסחב וסובו לקרב שימן, ולמוח השם נצחירו לגופו, סובו לקרב יהוד, וקירץ, חמתם בשמול קומה, ורב שימן דום המוח השם נצחירו לגופו פותח, והנפלט פותר ומותח, כמו שמחיח שמול בספרי ראי, דיבד בפותר ומותח, קומה, ולוי לסביר לקרב שימן. Now, רב שימול himself, Paskins like Rav Shimon, the Dovashim Nischavim is Mutan Kolatere Kul. Then there is a machleket between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, still a Dovashim Nischavim, Epsal, as to have a Melocha Shem Tzrich Lugufo by Shabbos. Is Chayev or Potea? Rav Shimon says Potea, Rav Yehuda says Chayev. So in that machleket, Shmuel himself Paskins like Rav Yehuda. The Dovashim, that Melocha Shem Tzrich Lugufo is Chayev. So mainly according to Shmuel, Mappis Musen, Tzot Nochosh, and so Nochosh is also because he's higher too. But when Shmuel only says that when a Braise says that Mappis Murse is Potter, that Braise accords with Rav Shimon, who says Nochosh in Tzrich Lugufo is Potter. So in this case, Mishim Tzara Lugufo. So it's Mutar Lechatzila. So in other words, Stasis is saying in Shabbos Dabdimu that the only reason as to why Mappis Murse is Mutter in order to get rid of the Tzar, to be relieved of the Tzar, because if we pass according to Rav Shimon that Milocho Shenitzrich Oligufo is Potter, but ordinarily it's also the Rabbanon, so because of Tzar Oligufo, so it's Mutter the Rabbanon. Masheikin according to Rav Yudah that Milocho Shenitzrich Oligufo is Chayev, so Mappis Murse, even though he does it in order to relieve himself of the Tzar, or Tzot Nochosh, if I walk on the way, and there is no Shaila of Pukach Nefesh, I'm not afraid that as a result of the Nochosh biting me, I might Chas V'Sholom be in Sakona. But I just don't want to be bitten by the Nochosh. But there is no Sakona Nefesh. So according to the Yudah that Nochosh in Tzrich Olibufo Yisrael, if I will throw a Kelet on the Nochosh, in order to prevent the Nochosh from biting me, so I am hired, according to Rav Yehuda. Now the question is this, if Teisves in Shabbos would agree with the Shita of the Ritz that Psikreishet of the Yichvesle is only Osam and Rabbono, but in the Raise it's Mutea, so why does Tavgimu and Shabbos say that the only reason is why it's Muta to be Makis Murse and to throw a Kele and a Nohosh is because we pass like Rav Shimon and Lohosh and Tzrich Legufo is Potter. But if we pass like Rav Yud and Lohosh and Tzrich Legufo is Chayev, then you are Chayev if you throw a Kele and a Nohosh. And then you are Chayev if you are Makis Murse, even though you do it in order to relieve yourself of the Tzar. But it's a psychological leichpesleit, and psychological leichpesleit. The Rishuvah says is only also the Rabbanon, but the Mokim Tzara the Gufe. So the Chachamim don't give it Hazer. So we see the Tesis in Shabbos is clearly can the Rishut the Shitting Suvah. Tesis in Shabbos is clearly can the whole Shitah and the Raisuvah. And he holds that Midraise doesn't make any difference whether it's a psychological leichpesleit or psychological leichpesleit. As long as it's a psikreishe, so it's considered to schab midrais. But, so why does the Gemara say, Mapis Mursi is muter, Tzot Nochosh is muter? So that goes out of the Mandoma, out of the Rapshine, that Nochosh is Rikufo, is potter midrais. But it's also the Rabon. So we look at Tzare Rikufo, the Chachonim din dasa. But according to the view that Nochosh is Rikufo is chaye, so Mapis Mursi is chaye. And we cannot say it's Nochosh is chaye, because it's special yichvesle. Because according to Tesis in Shabbos, there is no such thing, such ptur as psikreishel yichvesle. Psikreishel yichvesle and psikreishel yichvesle and tzhainah is the same thing. But the Gemara of Mappis Mursi is based upon Melocha Shemitzri on the Gumbo, Alim Bede Rav Shimon. So the Mele, that's only Shaira by Shabbos, but by Shori Suri, you don't say Melocha Shemitzri on the Gumbo. Only by Shabbos there is such a concept as Lohosh and Tzrilu Gufo. But regarding the Isa of Eish Tomei Tukat on Mizbeach Lissirbe, you don't say Lohosh and Tzrilu Gufo. So the Mele, according to Jesus in Shabbos, if somebody will be Zali Piyayin or Dabayishin in such a way that it will necessarily involve the Kibu of the fire of the Mizbeach, so then it will be Chayav Malkus and the score of the law of Eish Tomei Tukat on Mizbeach Lissirbe. Here, Jesus says, in Ksuvah, the Rish says that it's Muta Lechatchila, even though it's a Tzikreishe, because of the mitzvah of Nisu Chayayi. So that means Midraise, it's not Osa, Midraise is considered in Mishraven. So in other words, there is a machlekes between the Rish in Ksuvah and Tesis in Shabbos. Tesis in Shabbos is Chayi Kandor, Chshite, of Tzikreishe, and Yechnu Yisrei, and the Reiseler. And the Reiseler. And according to Tesis in Shabbos, Psikreishe Leichvesle is the same thing as Psikreishe the Michale. It's considered Mishabe. But by Shabbos, according to Rav Shimon, the Melochah Yisrael Gufo is Potter. So it's Potter because it's a Melochah Yisrael Gufo. Memele, the Melochah Yisrael Gufo, it's Mudar Yisrael Chathile. But by Shabbos, it's not even the Chayet. Psikreishe Leichvesle. Let's say, Kitab in the lab of Ish Tomei Tukeron, Zniach Lissirbe. Masha'in came, Tesves in Ksuvet, the Reed. He agrees with the Oruch on the right level, and he's only chilek on the Oruch on the Rabbanan. Alright, and then we see the same thing. Tesis Shita is all over Shabbos, that is contrary to the Shita of the Oruch on the right level. Let's say, one of the rayas of the Oruch is the Gemara that Kufalet Kukimu, or Hobe Ara the Dei, Hobe Ara the Chav. So how does the Oruch explain the Gemara? Of Hod Arab Day, Hod Arab Chavre, where the Gemara the price says, Hatil Shulshin. Hatil Shulshin. If somebody plucks out veches, let's say, from the karaki. So, in Lachile, if the purpose of the Tushin is to eat the veches, the Ulshin, so only if he was tailing Shkigrechres, so he's Chayav Mishim Tailish. But if it's less than Grechres, so he's Potter. But in Yakis, it's a karaki. If the purpose is to be Yakin karaki, so even culture, so is high. So he bothers the kashe. Even if he doesn't have that kavan in mind to be miyakis the karake. But whenever you are tele shulchin, you are the mele miyakis the karake. And even though it's in mishabim, but it's a tzikreishe, and maybe Rav Shimon, the tzikreishe. So the Gemara says, so why do we have to say only if he was mishabim mamish miyakis the karake? Israel. But it was not Israel. Not, even if it was not Israel. So, but it's a decree should be higher anyway for a marshal, even less than a less. So the Gemara says, lo yitzrichem b'ko'obi b'ara b'chaper. In other words, where he was stealing shulchen, Ruben was stealing shulchen in the field of Shimon. So the Melech, even though he is the Akhlekache, but he's not the Nefame, he doesn't benefit from the fact that the Karche becomes promoted, becomes improved. So the Melech is, so the Oruch explains it, if it's Ara the Chavre, he's not mischavim to be the Yate, but the Ara the Day is a secretion in Michalel, because he derives a benefit from the improvement of the Karche. But if it's Ara the Chavre, it's a secretion in Michalel. Kaysvet explains it, the Ara the Chavre, Pira is the Havre Melocho Shein Tzrich Halidu. The Havre Melocho Shein Tzrich Halidu. So again, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Melocho Shein Tzrich Halidu for Yishayev, so then the Ara the Chavre are also the Chayev. But it's a secretion in Michalel. So again, this is Shittin Shabbos, is contrary to the Oruch and the Reitzler, that there is no difference between Tzikreishen and Michalei and Tzikreishen and Tzikreishen and Lichtenstein. Then a third place in Shabbos, where we see the thesis in Shabbos is Chilik and the Oruch and the Reitzler, there's the Gemara that I'm hey, that I mentioned several times, with Atzot Halos and Bapense. So the Gemara, the Gemara has the Kashe, the Mechayev Nami Mishmitzvah Nishome, Hatzot Chalozim. Tol Rabo, Hatzot Chalozim, Vapeitze, Eine Chaye, Elo Achaz, Mishmitzvah, Rabbi Yudha Eine Chaye Shtai, Shoy Rabbi Yudha Eine Chaye Psiye Dekho Dish, But the Tanakhane says, no, he is not Chaye Mishmitzvah. Why not? Because in Dish Elo Yudha Kash, and the Yudha holds, Yes, the Sheikh is holding the camera. So the Gemara is the Kashi. Why did the Tanakhama say, Hatzot Chalos and Bapeitze is only Chayiv on the score of Tzod? Let him be a Mechuyev also, Mishum Yitvos, Mishum Yitvos, Mishum Yitvos, he kills it. So the Gemara says, two is not Mishabim to kill the Chalos, but maybe Rav Shimon is the Chayiv on the Amos. So the Gemara says, Shana Hoche, the Kamer is the Mishum Yitvos, the Michalei, Kechel Ritzel Tzirei. So the Gemara says, the reason is why I call the Tanakhama. So Chalozi, the Pesach is not Chayiv Shlos Nishome, even though it's a Tzikreishe, because he doesn't enjoy the fact that the Chalozi is dead. On the contrary, if the Chalozi has remained alive, in spite of squeezing out the blood, so then the blood would be a better dying agent. But it's a good dying agent anyway. But if the Chalozi hadn't died, as a result of the squeezing out of the blood, so then he would even be more happy. So in other words, so again, the Oruch explains it on the basis of Tzikreishe, the Lich was right. How does Tesis explain it? Tesis explains it, again, because Tanakami agrees with Rav Shimon Shite that Melocho Shein Tzrich Lagufo is Potter. So Melele is Melocho Shein Tzrich Lagufo. But according to Rav Yehuda, Melocho Shein Tzrich Lagufo is Chayev. So then he should be Chayev, even on the score of the first Nishon, also according to this. So again we see the Tesis. So in three different places, we see the Tesis is Chilik and Shita of the Oruch. And in the Reisler, and he holds that Psychreishe Lichtesle is considered to be Schaven in the Reisler. But by Shabbos, according to Rav Shimon, he is put there for a different reason. That's only Shaya by Shabbos. But by Shon Yisroel, he'll mamish the Chayim. That's the issue. Now, How does the Rashi explain it here? So Rashi here says as follows. Misasi kuetu kiros nishome. Why? Because kol kamo diz di nishome tvei michalei kechen ritzel tzivei misasi kuetu nishome kuetu megabu tos nishome amu misasi vidu barache vidu rehabu mechiz machshevet she nishabu she yomus tvei michalei she dama chai tevi dama mes יחיד יכול עצמי נסחב ומתרח לשום ראשון יום מביאות אי, אף יומיינס, אין כאן אלא מסעסי, יחיד מדרב שינו נמיד אלו יחפס להם, ואי נסחמת, ואי חבון אלו נרחב, רשי, את עוד זוכן כאן לא רוחן את רעי זוהר, he says, ויחיד מדרב שינו נמיד אלו יחפס להם, הכל זה אורך, ואי יחפס להם, so רב שינו says, it's mutter, and he says, ויחיד מדרב שינו נמיד אלו יחפס להם, in Kol HaTelekume. By Tzichrei Sheiv, it's lo yich besoy. So we see that Rashi is Chelek HaNor also on the Reis level. But there is one difference between Rashi and Esos here, that I made. According to Tzichrei, so even in this case, the only reason is why the Tanakhama says, Hatzot Halozeh, so he's not Chayav Mishmitos Nishomer, is because the Tanakhama here agrees with the Shita of Rav Shimon that Melacha Shem Tzichrei L'Gufa is Potter, and by Tzot Halozeh, so it's a Melacha Shem Tzichrei L'Gufa. The implication being, according to the Mandoma, Melacha Shem Tzichrei L'Gufa is Chayav, so Tzot Halozeh the Pesei, he will be Chayav, even though he's upset with the fact that the Chalozin dies as a result of squeezing. In the law, not in Adam Lachim, because the equity of Yisraven is not in the law. And that necessarily entails in the law. But he doesn't care, one way or the other, he's indifferent towards the result in the law. But suppose he's upset with the result in the law, but he does it anyway because he has no choice. He needs a dying agent. So melee, he has to use the blood of the Chalozin as a dying agent. And even though he's upset by the fact that as a result of squeezing out the blood from the Chalozin dies, he's upset. But, so the melee, it's for Michal. If he's upset, if he's mitztayer from the Melohe, so then he's potter, because it's nothing like Mashiach. But that is only potter by Shabbos. Mashiach is called a Kule when there is no Aloche of Melachis Mashiach, so there, the Rashi will also be made there. The situation will be different. The situation will be different. It will be high enough. But in Shabbos, according to Rashi, there is a difference between the situation will be different and the situation will be different. By Shabbos. But according to Tzitzis, I will get the Rabbi that Loch is still cooking is higher. The Rashad Chalot in the Tzitzis will be higher by Shabbos too. But how about the Rashad Mashiach? So Tzitzis is still coming. So in other words, so we have so many sheets. We have the sheet there of the Rabbi of the Oruch and Rabbi Tam, that the situation will be this way, even the Rabbanon is considered in Israel. Then we have the sheet of cases in Shabbos, that Gimel, that Kud Gimel, that Ayin Hei, that Midraise, situation will be this way is considered in Israel. But by Shabbos, Sikreshen Yich Tisrei is Potea because of the Lohan Shem Tzichrei Lugu, but in Kolatere Kule is Chai. Then we have the Shita of Rashi that in Sikreshen, that Sikreshen the Lohan Yich Tisrei in Kolatere Kule is Chai. Is Chai. But Sikreshen Yich Tisrei is in style of the Lohan, so by Shabbos is Potea because that's not Pashevet. By Shabbos, but in Kolatere Kule, he'll be Chai, he's in Lohan Yich. And we have a fourth sheet of cases in Stubbe. The read that in Kolatere Kule, Sikreshen Yich Tisrei and the Reise level is considered in Israel. He agrees with all. But on the Rabbon level, it's considered Mishab. It's considered Mishab. All right. So we have four separate sheets. Now, what is the sheet of the Rambam? I hope that you went over that time and situation and not this way. Now the Gemara in Shabbos that Kuvo says it now. Ike da kuk zayin on the base. Ike da basu ha lomo. Hamapis mose di shabbos. Im lasus lo per chayot. Im reit men reiche potter. Man tale, omer abdud am arav rab shimeni. Yom am loche shim tzichu li gufa potter ala. Ike da basu ha ho. Hatzot noche di shabbos. Im sasu mi shol yishechem potter. Im nifuye chayot. Man tale, omer abdud am arav rab shimeni. Yom am loche shim tzichu li gufa potter ala. So here, the Gemara, Rav himself said, in regard to the aloche of Matis Moses, so in the Hesias Alecho, so is Potter. And Potter means Potter Omuta. Potter Omuta. So Rav says, why did the Braise say Potter Matis Moses? Because the Braise called in Kachimen that the Loche Shem Yitzchich Oligufo is Potter. The implication being, according to Rabbi the Loche Yitzchich Oligufo is higher, so Matis Moses is higher. Matis Moses is higher. So the question arises, and then Rav says the same thing in regard to Atzot Nochash. Kedei shalo yivu noshche. So he's potter. In other words, if somebody inverts a carrot and Nochash, in order to prevent the Nochash from biting him, and you're not doing it in the case of Tzach Nefesh, so he just wants to relieve himself of pain. So then he's potter. So Rav says, why? Because that price causing Rav Shimon Nochash and Shalom Gufo is potter. The implication being according to Rabbi Nochash and Shalom Gufo is higher. So Hatzot Nochash, if somebody puts a carrot upon Nochash in order to relieve himself from being bitten by Nochash, or if it's not his Musa. So in order to be made to the later. So according to Rabbi Nochash and Shalom Gufo is higher, it will be higher. Now the Rambam passes like a Judah, Nochash and Shalom Gufo is higher. So Mele, according to the Gemara, follows the Rambam Shepaski, Hamatis Mose, Yishayot. That's what the Gemara says. Man Tane, the Hodi Tone, Hamatis Mose, Potea, Rav Shimon, the Man Mose, the Gufa, put Potea. The implication being, what if we say, what the Gufa Chayot, so Hamatis Mose is Chayot. Hatzot Nochosh, Kedi Shalom Noshay. Man Tane, Rav Shimon. The implication being, according to the Gemara, the Gufa is Chayot, so Atzot Nochosh, if you put a carrot, and Nochosh, in order to prevent Nochosh from biting me, so then he's chayev. But the Rambam passes like a good Nochosh, it's really good for his chayev. So he should pass him by Atzot Nochosh, that he's chayev. Even though he does it in order to relieve himself, in order to relieve himself of the Mishichat HaNochosh. And Matis Moshe is chayev. And the Rambam passes, Matis Moshe is Potter, and Potter Umuter. All right, that's another point. But I'm with that. But if you invert the Kaelis, it's also Potter Omega. So that's the kasha that is raised against Rambam. Oh. Now, the Rambam is the Yud 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 Shabbos. Halacha is that Hamatis Mose, Hamatis Shchin B'Shabbos, Ki Yachalchit Pi Amako, Ki Dera Shorim Pi Meisi, She Nishavim Berfu Alahachit Pi Amako, Hare Dechayu Bishmach Bepatish, She Zuri Melechet Arefi, Vi Mei Tiso Rehim, Ki Mimeno Alecha Shebo, Hare Demuta, Hare Demuta, It should be higher. Once it is put there, so we can understand the Mishnah. Because of Tzara, but he should be higher according to the Gemara, that the Zion is based. That's the Rambam, this is the Yud Halacha Yizayin. Then in the Legate, inverting the Kaelet, he says, the Rambam is the Yud, Milche Shabbos Halacha Chosei, Rimosim Hamazikim Ki Nechoshim Vachosim Vachayim Ben, Avatishim Mamisim, Heim Vileishchim, Muta Lotsi Beisam Shabbos, Vihushi Yitzchavim, Rehinotzeo, Min Shechosor, Kenzat Reise, King the Queen Alayim and Machet Alayim and King Shon, King Shoyakim. So, it's contrary to the Gemara. The Gemara explains it on the basis of the Rosh Hashanah Tzrei Gufo. But the Rambam passed it, Rosh Hashanah Tzrei Gufo is Chayev. Still he passed it, that is. So the Chayev had the very basic result. I mean, it's one of the most basic Yisaydes in the Chayev. So he mentions another Rambam, which is also difficult. Now that has to do with the Gemara in Chris. Now, the Gemara in Chris is that Chokom Dao. Says, Tomer Abonah, Achilti Gecholim B'Shabbos Chayot Chatos. Now let's suppose you have a number of Gecholim. You have a number of Gecholim. And there, he keeps on stirring the Gecholim. So he turns over what was here before in the bottom, now it becomes on top. What was here on top, so now it becomes at the bottom. It's a result of stirring the Gecholim. So naturally, if you have a number of the Gecholim lying one on top of the other, so the upper coal is burning. The lowermost coal is relatively not burning. If you stir the Gecholim, so then you make the heretofore tachtein burn more, and the heretofore elyonim burn less. So Tanakhama says, "Hachilas Gecholim b'Shabbos chayav chatos." The Mishnah of the Rebbe Tzadik chayav shtayim. Why? Mipnei shu mechabes elyonim u'mavires atachtein. Because you have none of the Gecholim. So that was relatively covered. Now when you stir it, so it is able to burn more. It's a bigger flame. So you're higher on the score of Havore or the year before Tachdenis. And then Mishum Kibur of the year before and Ladies. That's what the Shimon Rosa says in the name of the Rebbe Matzot. So the more the Kashi, what does it deal with? Why does the Blessed Rav Tzadok say Chayav Shtayim and the Tanakhama say he's only Chayav Ach? So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says, Kidei Sheyischavim Yirbis, V'yuhuvru Ma'alehem, the Tanakhama and the Blessed Rav Tzadok can reference to the case where the Kavod of the person of the one who stirs the Gecholim is to be Mechabe Delit. Now, if his Kavod was, why did he stir the Gecholim? Why was he dissatisfied with the way the Gecholim were arranged before? Because his Kavod was to be mechabe, to extinguish the fire of the upper Gecholim. So Mimele is Chayav Oliach. But Mimele is the result of stirring the Gecholim. So not only did the upper, here before, upper Gecholim become extinguished, but the year to fall lower the Gecholim started to burn. So anyway, but since his kavanah was just in the habit of Yemen, so he's only Chayvah. Rav Tzadok says, even though his kavanah was only in the habit of Yemen, but anyway, the Tachtenis were Huba, started to burn, so he's Chayvah on the score of Avonah as well. So Gemara says, "Omer Rav Ashi ki Yischavim Yirbeis Uvo Male." Tanakhama Shomer Yom Shrab Shimon Dovah Dovah Shem Yischavim Pota. That's the Rav Tzadok Shomer Yom Shrab Yide Yom Dovah Shem Yischavim Chayim. So Tanakhama agrees with Rav Shimon Dovah Shem Yischavim is Pota. Pota. So Mele, since his Kavone was just to be Mechabed with El Yidei, so he's going to Chayim Shem Jibu El Yidei. But he's not Chayim Shem Havores Tachtenis, because he didn't intend to do it. It was done by himself. Mashinker, but Rav Tzadok, he agrees with Rav Yudah. The Torah Shem Mishchave Mishchai. So cases like the Kashe, but in the Rav Shimon is Israel Sheh. And if you are going to say that here we are not dealing with the case of Israel Sheh, so why does Rav Tzadok say that Mishchayev also Mishum Mavir HaTachtenis, but Rav Yudah is made by Shabbos, the Dovah Shem Yischavim is for that? The same is possible. So Tinsley says, no. Here we are dealing with the case where there is a Tinsley. And that's the reason as to why Rav Tzadok is in the Chayav Shtayim. Even though his Kavone was just to be Mechabed the Yenes, and he was not Yischavim to be Mechabed the Tachtenes, but since it was a Tinsley, so Mele, Rav Judah says that his Chayav is Mavor as well. So then you ask, why does Tanakhama, who agrees with Rav Shimon, say that he's only Chayav Mishum Mechabe, not Chayav Mishum Mavir? It's a Tzichrei, it's made Rav Shimon
Die Spreche, die Answer is, when the Gemara says, Tanakam is over with Rav Shimon, Dovash and Mishavi Potter, he doesn't mean Rav Shimon being caught in a bullet, Dovash and Mishavi is Mita. Here the Gemara means the Roshi, Rav Shimon Dovash and Mishavi Potter, he means the Roshi is really good. Because since he wasn't interested in the Havore of the Tachtemi, so the Havore of the Tachtemi is the Roshi is really good. So that's why it's fine. So in other words, even though the Gemara is in Lashon Dovash and Mishabim, but it means Lashon Dovash and Mishabim. So, if we accept cases Pshat, so then the Rambam would accept cases Pshat, so the Rambam should pass in like the Rebbe Rav Tzadok. Because the Rambam passed in like Rav Shimon in the general Machlech. As far as the Rebbe Mishabim is Mutan, God and Ekule also got that one. But in the specific Machlech is in Shabbos. As far as the Lashon Dovash and Mishabim is Potter, the Rambam passed in the Rebbe Mishabim, and Lashon Dovash and Mishabim. So if the Rambam had endorsed the Pshat of Tezves, so then the Rambam should pass like the Rebbe Rav Tzadok. And the Rambam passed not like Rebbe Rav Tzadok, but like the Tanakam, that Achilkes and Yeholi, and Mishade and Mirbeis, Hoeneneis, Vihubra, Tachilis, Kaoelen, so he's only Chayev Achas, Mishim Kibu, Hoeneneis, he's not Chayev, Mishum Agores HaTachtemis. Why? Because he's Dovash in Mishabim. So it's right that the Rambam understood the Gemara, Tanakami Sovolok, Rav Shimon, the Dovash in Mishabim, Potter Kipshute, not the stasis explains it, because it's Dovash in Mishabim. That's the Kashu. So the Kashu is against the Rambam. How does he explain the Gemara? Monashah. If it's not its Kashu, so then, even Rabbi Yehuda would be made that is Potter. So why did the Gemara say, come to Rabbi Yehuda, so we agree to Rabbi Yehuda? So it's high side. And if he did the situation, so then, maybe Rabbi Shimon is the same. So Rabbi Chaim said, the Shimon is a Rambam, is like all. It's true that Rabbi Chaim said, the Shimon is a Rambam is completely like all. But it's not necessary to say that it's completely like all. As long as we say that the Shitas Rambam is like the Oruch and the Reis Alev, in other words, like the Rim Shuret. So it's enough. He doesn't have to be completely. Rav Chaim says that the Shitas Rambam is completely like the Oruch. But that's not necessary. As long as the important point is that the Shitas Rambam is the Chol HaPoches and the Reis Alev like the Oruch. So that's why the Rambam passes Matis Mirse. Is Mutter, even though it passes like Rabbi Lochin Zrunko for Yishayet, in Lochin Zrunko for Yishayet, but Makis Mirso is the Mutter, because it's in Yorkish Sigarashim Yishab, and it's in Sikhenche, and that's why it passes that if somebody in Versikere or Kali Nochos, in order to stop the Nochos from biting him, so it's Mutter, because even though it passes Lochin Zrunko for Yishayet, but it's Sigarashim Yishab, it's Sikhenche, that's the reason as to why, according to the Rambam, the Tanakam, who agrees with Rav Shimon, that the Roshim is Chavim is Mutter. So he says, Hachid is the whole, the Ischavim, Umischavim, Lahar Yirbois, Selyemis, the Uber who attacked him is Nalei. So he's Potter on Avore. Why is he Potter on Avore? Because even though he passed Moshe Shulgo Bishchaye, because he was not Ischavim to be Mavir. The Tachtelis. So, and even though it's crazy, so he doesn't care whether the Tachtelis will be good or not, he doesn't care about it. So in Mele, that's why he's not Chayyish Mavah. He's not Chayyish Mavah. But then the question arises, so why does Rav Lezer Barav Tzodek say that he's Chayyish Mavah also? So Rav Chaim mentions that thing, and that's a very important thing. He says, now, Tezves and most Rishonim say that even Rav Yehuda, who says Dovash and Mishabi is also in Kol HaTerekule, and in Kol HaTerekule, he is higher in Reis and by Shabbos is Potter. Why is he Potter by Shabbos? Because it's not in Rav Mashiach. It's one year saying in Gemara that from the Gimel in Yumen, that even Rav Yehuda, who says Dovash and Mishabi is also in Kol HaTerekule, and it's higher than Kohatel Kohen. But by Shabbos, it's not a Sanhedrin Reise. Why? Because it's not Nachas Machshavos. So, but there is a difference between the Ptur, Alibe de Rabjude, and the Ptur of Dov Hashem Yitzchavel in Alibe de Rabshim. Alibe de Rabjude, so the reason is to why. Alibe de Rabshim, the reason is to why. Dov Hashem Yitzchavel is Potter and Mutter. So it's a general thing. What the general thing? That in Kovatel Kule, Dov Hashem Yitzchavel is Mutter. So we say it's a loch of kavan. In other words, in order to be Maisavere, he has to be mischavim to do the Maise. If he's not mischavim to do the Maise, so then he's a total misase, and it's not a Maisavere. We explain it on the basis of misase, of the general din of misase. If he's not mischavim to do the Maise. And Shabbos is a gorat and kovatel. Masha'im can call it to the view that in kovatel, calling the Lashim mischavim is higher. So there is no aloche. That in order to be a Maisavere, he has to be having to be a Maise. And if he's not having to be a Maise, it's not a Maisavere contrary. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Yosef will straighten out his hair, and in the course of straightening out his hair with his fingers, so he took out two hairs, he's high mortis. Even though he was not having to pluck out the hair, to be clear his hair. So that's the shit of him. But by Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda is moving. That if somebody will walk on grass on Shabbos, and then it will turn out that he plucked out grass, he will not be hired. Why? Because it's not Melachas Machshavos. Melachas Machshavos is not, does not imply a halacha, a requirement of kavanah. It implies a halacha of yidin. In other words, Melachas Machshavos implies that when is in Melachas Shabbos, in Maisa Vere, only when the melacha is done with its full knowledge. But if a melacha is done by a person without his knowledge, so if at the time he did a melacha, he wasn't fully aware of the fact that he was doing a certain melacha, if it's not his own Yosef, so then it's not a melacha machshavos, it's not a din of kavanah. In other words, so there is a basic distinction between the general din of Dov Hashem Yitzchavel according to Rav Shimon and the special din of Melachas Machshavos, Alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rav Shimon, there is a general requirement of Mischavon of Kavoneh, so it's a din of Kavoneh. It's a din of Kavoneh, not a din of the deer. In other words, if a person does a Maise without being Mischavon to do the Maise, so it's not a Maise. So, but the Tzifreshe is considered Mischavon. So Meire, Torah says, if it's which situation is considered Mischavon, situation in Michel. If he's never from the Agavur Hedike Maise, that takes place. But if he's not never, if it's Michel, he's indifferent, then he's not considered Mischavon. Mashiach came according to Rabbi Yehuda, that in Kovatel Kulodom Hashem Mischavon without the situation. So it's higher. So in other words, so, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so there is no requirement of Kavanah. But by Shabbos, if you walk on dress on Shabbos, if you walk out dress, you are Kota because it's not Melachas Machshavos. Not because Kavanah is Rabbi, but because the element of Yidin is Rabbi. In other words, if I walk on dress, so I don't know, I'm not fully aware at the time when I walk on dress that I will be plucking out the dress. Then I find out I plucked out the dress. But when I plucked out the dress, I wasn't fully aware. So the melacha of Tlisha was not done by the author with his full knowledge, with his full consciousness, awareness. So Mimele, it's not a melacha asur, if it's not the shalei of the author. When can we say that the element of Tlisha is lacking if there is no situation? So then the element of Tlisha is lacking. But suppose there is a situation, but the situation is a situation to the Yichvesrei. So then the element of Yidin is not like it. Let's say, not in other words, let's say, suppose I pour water on my hands, on the wall, and it's not my wall, it's somebody else's wall. I don't care whether the growth of the grass will be promoted or not be promoted. So it's a situation where you so I'll leave it at Shimon Dovashim is Chavim, it's Mutan Paratere Kule. So here too it's Mutan Paratere Kule. So here too it's Mutan. To pour hang my hands over the grass of the lawn of somebody else. Because even though it's a strange air, it's a result of pouring the water and the grass, so the grass will grow better. But I'm not disrupting, and I don't care whether it will grow better or not. I don't divide any benefit, so maybe it's still considered an disrupting. It's got to machine, give it going to the view. If I walk on grass and shovels, so it's not a certainty that the grass will be blocked out, will be disrupted. So the element of disease is lacking, because I wasn't fully aware at the time I walked on grass that I am going to, that I'm blocking out grass. So the main element of disease is lacking. But when I pour or wash my hands over the Arabic Hatray, I know that 100% that the growth of the grass will be promoted. So the element of Levi is not lacking. But according to Rav Shimon, that there is a general din of the Lashon Nishabim, that implies a requirement of Kavonet. Sikreishin is considered Nishabim. Only Sikreishin Nichalei, not Sikreishin Yirbeslei. That is visually impersonal. So it's still considered an Yisrael. But the point of view there, even though it's any Yisrael, it should be higher. But by Shabbos, if there is no situation, so then it's put there not because the element of Kabbalah is lacking, but because the element of Idea is lacking. When is a child to say the element of Idea is lacking if I don't know? But if it's a situation, even though it's a situation, the way impersonal, so then the element of Idea is not lacking. Because I know 100%, so it's higher. So the Mele in the Gemara increases. Nischave in Achilles and Gecholim. The Nischave in Lirbeis. Lirbeis Hata. How it means. The Hubaru. Hata Tenez. Me Aleh. So the Nechama says he's only higher Mishin Kibu. Mishin Kibu. Well, Yenis, he was Mechabel to be Mechabel. And the Avore of the Tachdeinis, he wasn't Mechabel. And even though it's a situation, it's a special way. So the element of Kavon is lacking. So he's Potter on the score of Avore. But the Mechabel of Tzodik, he says, no, he agrees with Hashimah. The Dorashim is Chabel is highly Mechabel. The Shabbos is Potter because the element of Yidin is lacking. That's only in the case where there is no situation altogether. But where there is a situation, then there is an element of Yidin. And Kabbalah is not necessary. So that's why it's hard. So now we can answer the Kashi against the Rambam. Why? How can the Rambam pass the map is Moses, what are Mutter? And Tzodnochosh, Kedisha will Noshre, is what are Mutter? Rav says that to Zion and Shabbos, that the reason is why. The price mentions map is Moses, what are Mutter? But the price is called. With the Shimon Lochitz, it's higher. The reason is why the price says, so no Hoshis Mutea, Shalom Noshrei, because the price is called with the Shimon Lochitz before his potter. But interpretation being according to the Shimon Lochitz before his higher, so no Hoshis Shalom Noshrei is higher. But his Mose raises our Hoshis higher, and the Rabbit Pastor said, Lochitz before his higher, still passes, but his Mose is potter, and so no Hoshis Shalom is potter. So Chaim says, the Gemara in Shabbos says, that Rav, he passed this, that there are two separate machlokes on earth, Rabin and Rav Shimon. One is a general machloke between Rabin and Rav Shimon and Kolat HaRekulet, where the Doroshim is Rav is Mutaros. And then there is a specific machloke in Shabbos, between Rabin and Rav Shimon as well, Lachit Zerut, and Yisrael of Rav. Two separate machlokes. Rav happens to pass this, like Ra, like Rav Yudah in the general Machlokes. The Dovashem Yishaveh is Oseh. Is Oseh. Rav Bastin's like Rav Yudah in the general Machlokes. Dovashem Yishaveh is Oseh. And in the specific Machlokes, between Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon, it's like Lohshim Tzrichu is Chayro Poter. Rav Bastin's like Rav Shimon. That Lohshim Tzrichu Ligufo is Poter. So Mele seems right. The price says Mapis Moses is Potter, so no Hoshkelish or Nosh. Is Potter, the price says. So, since Rav himself, he agrees with Rav Yudah that the Lohashim is Rechali Gufo is higher, so Mele could not, that Lohashim is that since Rav
himself, pastors like Rabbi, he's Osea, so he couldn't explain the price of Matis Mose, Potter, and Luther on the basis of Dovashim Yisrael, because he, then the price would not be a little illness, because Rav himself passed through, like Rav Yudeh Dovashim Yisrael is also. How can he explain the price of Matis Mose Muter on the basis of Dovashim Yisrael Muter, when Rav himself passed through Dovashim Yisrael is also? So maybe Rav is forced to explain the price, Alive de Rav Shimeh, that the Lohashim Yisrael Gufo is Potter. So the Mele, so that price will be true according to Rav too. Masha'im King the Rambam, he passed things like Rav Shimon in Dovashim Yisrael, but he passed things like Rav Yehudah in Lohashim Yisrael Gufo, so he can explain the price of Matis Mose Muter and Tzod Lohashim Yisrael Muter on the basis of Lohashim Yisrael. So the Mele, there is no Kashi. The Kashi is, Rav himself says, Mantone, Omar Abhida Marat Rav Shimon. Because the price says Mapis Mose is Mutter. Potter, it means Potter or Mutter. And Rav himself, so it can be explained in two ways. Either on the basis of Rav Shimon generally of Dorashen is Rave is Mutter and Vata Ekole, or on the basis of Rav Shimon specialty of Lohashen is Rave Lufa is Potter. So Rav himself passed things like Rav Yehudah Dovashim Yisrael is also there. So in many ways, he has to explain this thing of Matis Mose Muter on the basis of Meloch HaShem Yisrael Lufa Potter, because he passed things like Masha'im in the Rambam, he passed things like Shmuel, and Shmuel passed things like Rav Shimon in Dovashim Yisrael Lufa Potter Muter, and like Rav Yehudah in Meloch HaShem Yisrael Lufa Chayim. So in many ways, the Rambam also mentions the price of Matis Mose and Meloch HaShem, but on the basis of the Roshan Yisrael. So there is no cash. All right, we leave it here. Now, next time, Friday, so you have to be ready on the whole Gemara, because we have to finish the Gemara. We have to finish the Gemara up to the Hilchese Muta Livu B'Tchir B'Shabbos. We have to finish it. And if you didn't go over the Rav Chaim, go over the Rav Chaim, and then you should go over the Rosh in Shmini Shotzi. And that's the Rosh that many Rosh Hashivas so mentioned, that they are Sogei on Rav Chaim, but it's not a Sogei on Rav Chaim, because that Rosh is difficult anyway, and we have to give it pshat in that Rosh. So it has nothing to do with Rav Chaim, we have to give it pshat in the Rosh. But you go over the in Shmini Shotzi, I think it's in Shmini Shotzi. No, it's in Perka Bein, I'm sorry. It's in Perek Abeinah. In Perek Abeinah, you go over the Rosh in Perek Abeinah, and Sikreshu Yichpesuei, and also the Rosh in Shmini Shotzi, where he mentioned the Shit of Zohar. So the Rosh in Perek Abeinah is paragraph Aleph. It's a very long siman, a very long paragraph. And in Perek Shmini Shotzi, it's paragraph Tes. That has to do with Sirius. So there, the Frem Haim mentioned this Rosh as a Hasog Yal Rav Chaim, but Rav Chaim Tzisod is certainly true Tzisod that explains many Shiras of Hashem. Why? He doesn't explain the Rosh, alright? So the Rosh has to be explained, but it has nothing to do with the Rosh.
Thank you.